Hi, it's Beth here talking about day three of England versus India. Sarah's going to be talking about the two main men, I think, who are going to get the headlines in tomorrow's papers, Stuart Broad and Dravid. So I'll talk about Broadie first. What a difference it makes, actually, pitching the ball up, bowling straight, full of deliveries, aiming for the stumps as well, not doing sharp balls. He highly did it today, which I was very pleased about. He had better body language for it. He really got confidence in that, I think. So yeah, the second wicket that he got was to dismiss Muckun. I don't know how to pronounce that. But the second wicket that he got was just absolutely perfect. Just every time Sky showed it, I literally was in awe at how even it ricocheted off the bat, for goodness sake. It was absolutely superb. I loved it. That was probably my highlight of the four wickets that he got. The drop catches, obviously, he could have had a fifer today. But I think Strousey and Swanee have been the most consistent wicket takers that the catches that that we've got that slip. So yeah, Ian Bell as well did really, really well at short leg. He always makes me giggle, seeing Ian Bell at short leg, so I just sort of think, poor man, I wouldn't want to be in your situation, in your shoes. Jimmy bowled well, Tremors bowled well as well. He's got a bit of a problem with the no balls, but I'm pretty sure David Saker will have a word with him about that. Swan was nicely rewarded for his efforts with a wicket. Peterson bowled an over of lollipop, as Jeffrey Boycott would say. Trott bowled six very handy overs, although he isn't a collie in taking wickets, but it was very handy to Strauss nevertheless. I'll come on to Dravid now, 103 not out. Played a fantastic innings. I was expecting to be talking about Sachin Tendulkar in this sort of light. You know, Sachin is obviously a very good player, he's probably the best batsman in the world, and Dravid probably gets overlooked. But I'm so glad he did really, really well, even though it was against England. But yeah, played a fantastic innings. So yeah, the aims I feel is to get a good lead tomorrow. You know, we're 180 odd, I think, in front. So yeah, good lead tomorrow. Hopefully Strauss can get a century, because he really deserves that big innings. And then declare and then try and build them all out. Weather's going to be good tomorrow, apparently. It's going to be a bit rainy on Monday. But as long as the rain stays away, that's all we want. So yeah. Don't think there's anything else to add, I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be around tomorrow. So I'm hugely relying on the BBC scorecard and on Fine Leg as well. So yeah, I think that's just about it. I think of anything else. Yeah, I'm going to go now, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow, hopefully. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.